Now start Perek Beis of Maseches Kalim, and we get into the nitty-gritty of Kalim. So the first, well, not the first, but the second through tenth Brachim, which is going to be a long time, are going to be discussing Tumas Klei Cheres, earthenware. And before we point out the dinim of Klei Cheres, we are going to first discuss Tumas Kalim in general, and then we are going to see how Klei Cheres are different. So the Mishnah says, Klei Etzu, Klei Or, Klei Etzem, Klei Zechuchas, Pshutayan Tehorim, Mekab Lehen Temeim. When it comes to wooden, leather, bone, or glass Kalim, remember, glass is only midrabanan, but everything else is going to be midaraisa. So, pshutei and tahorim. If they're flat, they are tahar. But if they are containers, they are tamei. Now, very important thing to know is when the Mishnayos, at least in these contexts, and throughout Maseches Kalim, say tamei and tahar, it doesn't mean that they are tamei. It means that they have the ability to become tamei. And if it's tahar, it means it is not able to become tamei at all. So flat kalim are not able to become tamei. But if they're tahar, if they are containers, they have a base kibble, a receptacle, then they can become tamei. This is by kalim in general. We said specifically wood, leather, bone, and glass. Nishbaru tahar tahiru. Chazar v'asamam kalim mekalim tuma mikanu laba. So if any of these materials were made into clean and they broke, they are no longer mekalim tuma. Let's see how much it has to break in order to be considered broken. They're no longer mekalim tuma, and if they are reassembled, they can become tame from this point forward, but the previous tumah does not return. So if I have, let's say, a cup, and then the cup is tameh, as we'll say it's a rishon, and then it breaks, it's tahor, it becomes tahor, and then it gets reassembled, it does not become tameh as a rishon, but it can become tameh again. It doesn't get its original tumah back. We'll see metal is a different story. That's why, if you notice, we haven't said metal in this Mishnah yet, because metal is a totally different story. We'll see that after we finish the prakim on Klei Cheres. But Klei Cheres uchlei neser, when it comes to Cheres, common examples of Cheres I forgot to mention are, let's say, pottery in China, because they're made from earthenware, from clay. And glass is Klei Cheres midrabanan. Well, that's a machlokes in the Gemara. If they're more similar to Klei Cheres or Klei Mateches, if they're more similar to earthenware or metal. So we'll leave that on the side. But we're talking right now about, let's say, pottery. And if they're made from neser, which is a certain type of earth, apparently it's a type of clay. Some say it's a type of clay known as alum, and some say it's kind of chalk. I tried to look up alum, but I do not know chemistry at all, so I have no idea what it's talking about. But the chemistry guys, if anyone's listening, knows chemistry, they probably know what I'm talking about. So by Klei Cheres uchlei neser, tumasan shaveh. They are similar in the halachos relating to their tumah. They are mistamin umetamin ba'avir. Mistamin is they become tameh. Umitamin is they give off tumah through their airspace. So if you have an avatuma or a rishon that is hanging over the airspace of the kli without touching it, that is enough to make it tameh. And then if you have a kli that's tameh and you stick a food in the airspace, that is also enough to make the food tameh. Umitamin me'achareihen, they can become tamei through the hollow, through their hollow base. So, for example, they say a kiddush cup. Many of our bechers have a base that if you turn the cup over, you can use the base as a container. So, Midorabanan, those bases can become Tame. However, not through Tumas Avir, but only if something touches on the inside, because they're Banor Makil, since it's not a real Kli, really. It's the base of a Kli. But since it has the ability to become a Kli, we say it is Mekabel Tumah like a Kli, only in some ways. So therefore we say only if it touches it, if the source of Tumah touches the Kli, but not if it hangs in the airspace. The Einan Mitameh Migabehen, they do not become Tameh through their outsides. So if you have a Kli and you have the source of Tumah touching you on the outside, nothing will happen. Only if it touches you on the inside, or as we said, through the airspace. Yishri Rasan, Hitar Rasan, and the only way they can become Tahar is if they're broken. Toveling in a mikveh does not do anything. And we pointed out the machlokas regarding glass. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Kelim, you are not able to tovel glass in a mikveh. According to the Rashi Mishantz, we said you are able to tovel glass and make it tahar. That is Mishnah Aleph. I forgot to mention that I was able to secure some diagrams from the Oter Chachma database from the Sefer Tavnis Kelim by Rav Moshe Posen from England. Some great diagrams on trying to understand what the Kelim are. So I attached the diagrams of the Kiddush cup that the example the Bartanura brings down, and I attached those for your viewing pleasures for Mishnah Aleph. So now we start Mishnah Beis, and we talked about the breaking of a Kli, that the breaking of a Kli makes it unable to be Mekabel Tumah. If, and we're going to see, as only if the broken pieces are no longer useful. If it still has a use, then it can still become Tameh because it is called a Kli. These pieces are called Gistera. So before we talk about Gisteras, we're going to talk about how big does a Kli have to be in general for it to be Mekabel Tumah. This is a full Kli, not a broken Kli. How big does it have to be? So that is Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Zaken Sheb Kli Chares, VeKarkaros. The smallest Kli Chares, and the bottoms and the walls of Vidafnosein, sorry, Karkaros Vidafnosein, the bottoms and the walls of small Kli Chares that broke, Yoshpin Shelo Misumachin, if they can sit without being supported and hold liquid. Shiuron mikdei sichas katan, the measure to be the minimum amount to be mekabel tumah is if it's able to hold enough oil to rub on a baby. This number is talking about the smallest rubbing on the smallest limb of a 1-day-old baby, which would be the pinky toe. The Rash Mishantz says this is 1/96 of a log, or 1/24 of a vias, which is about a seventh of an ounce to a little over a fifth of an ounce, depending on who you hold like, to put in contemporary terms. Vialog, and this only applies to broken pieces that originally held up to a log. If the Kli originally held up to a log, sorry. A log is approximately 14 ounces or even 21. And we have to understand how measurements in times of Mishnayos worked, we're going to have to see a little diagram that hopefully I'll be able to find. So, unfortunately, I was not able to find a diagram, but I wrote it out myself. And I'm sorry if it looks visually unappealing, but I'll make do with what you got, I guess. So when it comes to measurements of volume, we have a mnemonic Askalov Gudo, or Askalov Yagodu, sometimes I might say. So this is, if you look at the attached diagram, you will see how to convert Askalov Gudo. So Askalov stands for, as you see in the blue, Eifa, Sa, Kav, Log, Beitza. So to get from an eighth, which is the biggest, the beta, which is the smallest, you're going to convert. So, for example, you see aleph to sound from apha to sa is gimel. So there are three sa in an apha. Then to get from sa to kav is vav. So there are six kav in a sa, which should mean there are 3 times 6 kav. There are 18 kav in an apha. And then from kav to log, there are 4 log in a kav. And when we say revius, we usually mean revius of log. So in that case, to get from, let's say, log to apha, we do 3 times 6 times 4 is 72. So 72 log in apha. And there are 6 betzas from lama to base is vav. There are 6 betzas in a log. And to get from beta to apha, you do 3 times 6 times 4 times 6, which is 24 times 18, which would be 432. So there are 432 betzas in an apha. When I said some people say it as Asklav Yagodu, they'll put the yud where it would be to the left of the aleph. A tenth in Isaron is a tenth of an apha. So there are 43.2 betzas in Isaron. If an apha is 432 betzas, then in Asiris Haifa or in Isaron would be 43.2 betzas. So that is how we convert volume measurements, Asklav Gudo or Asklav Yagodu. So back to our Mishnah, we said that if you have a kli that broke and the piece can hold enough liquid to rub on the pinky toe of an infant, which would be, we said, about a 24th of a revius, or 96th of a log, but only if the kli was able to hold up to a log. And that's the case, then if the kli was able to hold more than a log, then the broken pieces have to hold more. And we'll say milog vad sa berevius. If a kli held just over a log up to a sa, remember a log to a sa is, looking at our diagram, 4 times 6 is 24, so 24 log in a sa. That would be revius. The broken piece would have to hold up to a revius, which is, as we said, revius of a log. Misa vad sa sayim. If it was just over one sa to two sa, then b'chatzi log, the broken piece has to hold a half a log. Misasayim vad shalosh v'ad chamesh in belog. If the kli is able to hold just over two sa and up to three sa and up to five sa, then the broken piece, the gistera, must hold a log. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's all Rabbi Yishmael. And now we're going to say Rabbi Kiva, but the Rosh points out that this is not machlokes, but Rabbi Kiva just used the current measurements based on where he was. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ani eini nosen by mida ela hadakin shevukli charis v'kar prosen v'dakin sen yoshin shalom zumachin shiram tesi chas katan v'akaderas hadakos. He's not going to prescribe numbers, rather the smallest klei charis and any bottoms or walls that can still hold liquid without being supported to be mekabel, they have to hold the amount of liquid to smear on the pinky toe of a baby, until the size of his small pots, which was up to a log, as Rabbi Shmuel said. Then, makdeir sadakos v'achavios ludios brevius. So, if you had these small pots of a log, and they up to the size of chavios ludios, the Lodian barrels, the broken pieces have to hold the revius. Miludios v'alachmios, from Lodian barrels to lachmios, which are barrels from Beis Lechem, which holds between a sa and two sa, then the broken piece has to hold chatzi log. Milachmios v'archatzavim, from lachmian barrels to the size of large casks, which were the biggest containers they had. They held one, two sa, and sometimes as much as three or even five. Like these really big barrels, the broken piece has to hold a log in order to be considered a kli. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yomar Chasavim Gedolim Shiron B'Shnei Logan, when he said broken pieces, the gistera that comes from Katzav and Gedolim, is not that that holds a log, it has to be that holds two log. And he, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, continues, Hapachim Hagalilim Vachavionos, Shira Karkosan Kolshem Veinlam Defanos. When it comes to these flasks and small barrels from the Galil, which are the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva called the Dak and Shevek Licharis, and we said they hold less than a log. Their minimum is the amount to smear on a baby's pinky toe, vein lahem defanos, but they have no walls, meaning that if their walls break, if the kli breaks, their walls are not makabel tumma, because these walls are straight and not curved. So when they lie flat on the ground, when they lie flat on the ground, they cannot hold any liquid, and that is Mishnah Beis.